So major, major investment today in the North Sea and a major kind of vote of confidence. What made you guys make that decision then?
Well, it's something we've been planning for, gosh, at least 18 months. ETAP area and all the oil fields that flow into it are a really big part of our portfolio. And we've been thinking about how we maximise recovery from that field. And the answer is pretty simple. You have to maintain the field so that it'll last a lot longer than it was maybe originally designed for, or the original commercial design was for. And you have to keep drilling wells. And so what this money will do will allow us to drill wells in, and we've started drilling them, in a field called Maka and a field called Mungo. And it will allow us to upgrade the fabric and do some major repairs. We're starting with a big turnaround, so a shutdown for about 60 days. And then there's several months of work beyond that to do some construction repairs, inspection, maintenance and the like. And the ultimate outcome of that, we think, will extend the life of the field by about 7 years, right out till 2030.
How significant is 7 years in the industry? For those that aren't familiar, is mm-hmm. that a lot of time?
Well, I think it's a lot of time when you think that this project started, we started thinking about it in the 1990s, the ETAP project. It got online, I think, in 98, so it's been producing for, 17 years. When we started the project, we thought it would finish in about 2018. More recently, until this project, we thought it would finish in about 2023. So, we'd already kind of built it out 5 years. And now we're saying we think we can see it to another 7 years beyond that. So I think it's pretty significant.
So does that mean that you could see BP, operating in the North Sea until 2030? Is that right?
Yes, so we can see that. We can see us operating on ETAP until 2030. I mean, I think on Clair, the new Clair Ridge field, we might be there longer.
So you say that you guys have been planning this for 18 months. Obviously, it's only within the last kind of year that things have got quite bad in the North mm-hmm. Sea. Did you ever reconsider this plan?
Yeah, in the 18 months, we've kind of looked at the scope of this and the time, the scale of it several times, and we've prioritised the work within it. We had to make a decision to hire the flotel, and then we decided ultimately that we would do, a lot of the work now and start that. We just started it 2 weeks ago. It's an important part of our overall portfolio, the North Sea, particularly the central North Sea where we've been today, but also the west of Shetland. So we have definitely been, as you all know, we've been focusing our portfolio in the North Sea on those two areas. And it is an important part of our portfolio. We see some sort of strong production, a lot of remaining reserves here. We do need, in the current climate, to make sure that, the reserves here are competitive, the business here is competitive, and that is taking a lot of our effort right now. But it's an important area for us.
And do you hope that this is kind of a light of hope in what is kind of a little bit of a doom and gloom industry right now?
Well, there's no doubt that it's very, very challenging at the minute. There's no doubt about that at all. And I and all my colleagues and all the other companies are, worrying first and foremost about, maintaining a safe environment. And then secondly, maintaining a competitive business here. And that's what we're worrying about. And although this is good news, it's very positive news today, and it's great to see investment in the North Sea. But there's no doubt that the backdrop is a challenging one, and we have to continue to work on efficiency and making ourselves more competitive here.